Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Amud Aleph, 14 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Mar. So the Mishnah had mentioned the halacha that if you have a kohen that's an aral, which we said the shita of Rashi, we spoke about it by the Shir Thursday night, but the shita of Rashi is that an aral refers to a person whose brothers died machmas mila, and memela he does not have. He's not allowed to perform Mila. We pass him like Rabbi, once two of his brothers died for Mila, so then there's a chazaka that Mila is dangerous for him, and he's not allowed to perform Mila. So even though it's not his fault, we'll see the Gemara calls him Libay Lashamayim, his heart is to Hashem, he wants to perform the mitzvahs, it bothers him so much that he can't do Mila, Lamaisa, he's not allowed to, there's a chashash zakana, and Mamela, he's not allowed to perform Mila, even though he's an Aines, even though he very much wants to perform Mila, Lamaisa, since he has an Arla, so therefore the Gemara says he's ma'as, and to a certain extent he's considered disgusting, and therefore, or at least the Arla is considered disgusting, which is upon him, and therefore he's such a person, is not allowed to eat truma. Even though it's not his fault, Lamaisa, a kayin, who is an Arl, is not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara said, what's the Makar? And the Gemara brought two Makairis, first Rabbi Lazar, and then Rabbi Akiva. On Ayin Aleph, the Gemara is going to focus on the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. On today's Amud, on Ayin Amud Beis, the focus is mainly going to be on the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. The Shita of Rabbi Lazar is that the Makar, that an Arul, is not allowed to eat Truma, is from Gzeira Shava from Karban Pesach. It says Taisha Visachir by Truma, and it says Taisha Visachir by Karban Pesach. So we have a Gzeira Shava that's linking the Parshiyos of Karban Pesach to Truma. By Karban Pesach, we know that an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, that it says by the Parish of Karban Pesach, that an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, called Arul Yoichel Boy, and we darshan from there that just like by Karban Pesach, an Arul is not allowed to partake in the Karban Pesach, he can't eat from it, so too an Arul is not allowed to eat Shruma. The pasuk that connected the two is Taisha Visachir. It says Taisha Visachir by Truma, and it says Taisha Visachir by Karban Pesach. Now we'll see soon exactly what Taisha Visachir by Karban Pesach refers to. By Truma, the lashon of the pasuk is that the Taisha Visachir, Taisha Visachir, well, by Karban Pesach it says Taisha Visachir lo yoichal bay. By Truma it says V'chol zar lo yoichal kaidash, Taisha v'kayin Visachir lo yoichal kaidash. Which means that even though normally, if a kohen has kinyan kaspa, his wife, his avadim, an avid kanani, is allowed to eat truma, just like a kohen could eat truma, so he's meichel, also anything that's his kinyan kaspa, so a wife, an avid, only an avid kanani. However, a taisha v'nesacher, two different types of avid ivriim, two different types of Jewish avadim, a taisha v'nesacher are not allowed to eat truma. Only an avid kanani of a kohen is considered kinyan kaspa, but a Jewish avid is not kinyan kaspa. The kohen doesn't own the avid. When it comes to an avid ivri, so the avid ivri has a responsibility to work for his master, but his body is not owned by his master. He's not called kinyan kaspoy of the master, and therefore he is not allowed to eat truma. It says taishav v'sacher is not allowed to eat truma. Taishav kain v'sacher lo yeichal kaidash. So again, but it happens to say taishav v'sacher also by Karban Pesach. It says taishav v'sacher lo yeichal bay. We'll see in the Gemara that of course is not talking about an avid ivri. Avad, a person's avid ivri could eat from the Karban Pesach. He's a regular. Yet. We'll have to see what that's referring to. But it says Taisha V'sachar by Karban Pesach, it says Taisha V'sachar by Truma, that teaches us that we could connect the two parshiyos, and we could learn that from Karban Pesach, a totally different halacha, that just like by Karban Pesach it says an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, we could take that halacha and apply it to Truma, that an Arul is not allowed to eat Truma. So says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned that Rabbi Lazar Aymer Nemar Taisha V'sachar by Pesach, V'nemer taisha v'sachar b'truma, ma taisha v'sachar amr b'pesach arul aser bay, af taisha v'sachar amr b'truma arul aser bay. We're quoting the drasha that Rabbi Lazar made, that since it says taisha v'sachar by Karban Pesach, and it says taisha v'sachar by truma, so we can connect the two and say that just like by Karban Pesach, an arul, nothing to do with taisha v'sachar, but that teaches us that we could connect the two parshiyos. And mamela we could learn that just like by Karban Pesach, an arul zol yaicha bay, you can't eat from the Karban Pesach, so too by truma, an arul is not allowed to eat truma. Now says the Gemara that mufna. Says the Gemara it has to be that this is a gzeira shava mufna. So there are different types of Gzeira Shavas. There's a Gzeira Shava that the word in, let's say, Taisha V'Sachar, it says the word Taisha V'Sachar by Truma. It says the words Taisha V'Sachar by Karban Pesach. So we could learn out one from the other, even though it's not the Taisha V'Sachar. It could be that even Taisha V'Sachar are not extra words in the Pasach. But still, we can make a Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava has nothing to do with a Reboy. It doesn't nothing to do with an extra word in the Pasach. It's just that Hashem put the same word by two parashas. We have a Messiah to Darshan, the two Pesach. Him, the two parashas, and to connect the two through that word that it says by both parashas. Right? We don't make up our own Gzeira Shavas. It's passed down with Besaira, at least the words that are supposed to be used for Gzeira Shava. So Lamashal, Taisha and Sacher were passed down to use those words as Gzeira Shava. Memela, we could darshan the Gzeira Shava even if none of the words are extra. That's a classic Gzeira Shava, even if nothing is extra. However, the weakness in such a Gzeira Shava when nothing is extra is that if there's a pircha, if let's say we would say that, no, you can't learn that from Pesach to Truma, because Pesach is more chamer, so then that slugs up the Gzeira Shava, and that teaches us that it must be that we're not really supposed to make this Gzeira Shava. Maybe there's a different Taisha V'Sachar we're supposed to make a Gzeira Shava from, but not over here, because we have a pircha. However, if you have a Gzeira Shava that besides it being the same words, it's also extra words, they're extra words in the parsha, so then even if you have a pircha, you're still allowed to make the Gzeira Shava. Even with a pircha, you could still make the Gzeira Shava. So says the Gemara that Mufna, this Gzeira Shava of Taisha V'Sachar, it must be that these are extra words. It has to be. Why? De'ilav Mufna, because if this is not Mufna, if this is just a regular Gzeira Shava where the words are the same but nothing's actually extra, so then remember that you saw the klal is that when you have such a Gzeira Shava when there's nothing Mufna, you could ask Pirchas. Well, over here, there's a Pircha to be asked, and we wouldn't be able to make the Gzeira Shava. So it must be it's Mufna. It has to be it's Mufna, and that's how we can make a Gzeira Shava according to Rabbi Lazar. Because if it's not Mufna, ikalamifrach, you could ask a Pircha that you can't learn now from Karban Pesach to Truma and say that if by Karban Pesach an Aro is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, that so too Truma and Aro is not allowed to eat Truma, because Malah Pesach, the Pesach is very chamer. Shekein chayav and alav misham pigo v'naisar v'tamei. On Pesach you're chay for many things. Karban Pesach, if you make it pigo, if you have the wrong machshavos when he does the different avodas of the Karban Pesach, so that makes it that it's aser to eat, and it's very chamer. I think it's even karis if you eat it. So that's pigo. V'naisar is if you can't leave over anything, and if you do, you can't eat it. V'tamei. So Taisus points out some take out the girsa. Some take out the word v'tame because tuma is something that's problematic by truma as well. Tuma is not something that's problematic. That's a chaymer of Karban Pesach more than truma. Tuma is something that applies by truma as well. Alternatively, Taisa says you could keep the girsa in, and even though it's true that tuma is something that applies by Truma just as much as it does by Pesach, but it's not the same level. By Karban Pesach, if a person eats the Karban Pesach with Tumas HaGof, sees Chayiv Kares, and that's not something that we find by Truma. So you see, Karban Pesach is very chamer, as Pigo, V'naisar, and even Tameh, there's Kares if you eat it, with Tumas HaGof, and if so, you can't learn out anything from Karban Pesach to Truma, and say that, oh, if by Karban Pesach an Aro can't eat it, so then so too by Truma, because there's a Pircha. Elamai, it must be that these words are extra. It has to be, and being that the words are extra, that's what gave Rabbi Elazar the license to darshan this Gzeira Shava. To which the Gemara responds that lai, which, as we pointed out before, ironically means true. Lai means true. Lai, afnuye mufna, that yes, it's taka extra. The words here are actually extra, and that's why Rabbi Elazar was able to make Gzeira Shava. So now we have to figure out, how are these words extra? Says the Gemara, hey Mufna, where is it extra? Which words? By Karban Pesach it's extra, or by Truma it's extra? Where is it extra? Eat the Truma, if you want to tell me that the Taisha V'Sachar by Truma is extra, and I'll tell you that that's not true. It's not extra. Michtach tzrichi. You need both Taishav and Sachar. And we have a Braisa which Mamish spells this out, that both Taishav and Sachar are necessary. Neither of those words are extra. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Taishav zeh kanoi kinyan ayla. That a Taishav, it says a Taishav kayim v'sachir lo yeichal kodesh. A Taishav and a Sachar are not allowed to eat truma. So the Braisa explains that what is exactly a Taishav and a Sachar. We mentioned in the Hakdama that there's two different types of Eved Ivriim, two different types of Jewish slaves. What are the two types? A Taishav is zeh kanoi kinyan ayla. A taisha refers to someone who is an eved that's there forever, which doesn't mean literally forever. A Jewish slave is never there forever. La'ayla means until yaiva, meaning he's an eved ivri that performed nirtza. He got his ear pierced, and he decides he loves his master, he loves staying in his post, and therefore he's going to stay there until Yaivo. So a Taisha refers to an Eved Ivri who's there until Yaivo. Sachir is that Kanye Kinyan Shanim. Whereas Sachir refers to perhaps the more classical Eved Ivri that we think about, the Eved Ivri that sold for 6 years. A Sachir is that Kanye Kinyan Shanim. So Taishav is the one that is the 50-year one until Yaiva, and the Sachir is the 6-year one. Now, says the Braisa, that V'yomer Taishav, V'al Yomer Sachir. L'chayra, if the Pasuk is telling us that these Avadim of a Kain are not allowed to eat Truma, so the bigger Chiddush is the Taishav. Even though the Taishav is there by the Kain, he's mamish there for 50 years. He's there for a very long time. He's mamish part of the family. He's part of the furniture in the house. And yet still, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So sprak the Braisa, V'yomer Taishav, V'al Yomer Sachir. Just, the Pasuk should just tell me that the Taishav cannot eat Truma, even though he's there forever. And don't tell me anything about Sachir. Bani Yomer, now assume that on my own. I can make the Kavachimer. I'll say if Taishav is that Kanik Kinyan Shanim, I'll say that Kanik Kinyan Aylam Eino Eichel, I'll say that the Taishav was the Kanik Kinyan Aylam, and still, even though he's mamish part of the family, he's not allowed to eat Truma, so Kanik Kinyan Shanim will call Shekin, all the more so if you have an Eved that's just there for the time being, he's just there for a mere 6 years, so for sure, he's not going to be able to eat Truma. So the word sachir is extra. Zak the Braisa, no, because Ilu Kain, if the Torah would have just said Taishav, Hayisi Aimer, what I would have said is that Taishav Zakani Kinin Shanim. Meaning it's not like there's anything about the word Taishav that tells us that it's talking about a Kanin Kinin Ailam specifically. I could have understood that Taishav is referring to a Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, that he's only a sixth year Eved. So if the Torah would have just said Taishav, I would have said that Taishav refers to a Kinyan Shanim. Aval, when it comes to a Kanoi Kinyan Ailam, when it comes to the 50-year Eved, Eichel, Hitaka could eat Truma. That's why the Torah needed to say both. But Sachir, the Torah therefore says Sachir as well. It says Taishav is Sachir, the Limeid al Taishav. And that's Megala to us that the Torah is speaking about two different types of Avadim. And now we know that Sachir is probably the 6-year Eved, and Taishav is more of like the permanent resident. He's the 50-year Eved. Sha'afa Pisha Kanoi Kinyan Ailam, and even though he's there forever, he's there for 50 years, Ein Eichel, he cannot eat Truma. So it's clear from the Braisa that we need both. If the Torah would have just said one, I wouldn't know what it's referring to. I would have assumed it's talking about a Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, and that a Kanoi Kinyan Olam could eat Truma. So that's why the Torah needed to say Taishav, and it needed to say both Taishav, and it needed to say Sacher. So that's not Mufna. So again, we're trying to say that it has to be that something over here is mufna, because otherwise I would have a pircha. Well, what's mufna? By truma, it's definitely not mufna. So what are you going to say? So it must be el of the Pesach mufni. It must be the Taishav and Sachir by Pesach. That's what's extra. That's what's extra, and that's what gives us the license to darshan the Gzeir Shava, even though there's a pircha. Now, how is it extra by Karban Pesach? Says the Gemara, because Hai Taishav Isachar the Kasav Rachman of Pesach Mainiyu. Because what's it referring to? What's it referring to? Inema Taishav Isachar Ma'amish. If you say that it's literally referring to a Taishav and Isachar, it's referring to an Eved Ivri, Kanin Kinin Olam, Kanin Kinin Shanim, but it's referring to an Eved Ivri. And the Torah says by Karban Pesach, Taishav Isachar Lo Yaichal Bo. He's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Does that make any sense? That an Eved Ivri cannot eat from the Karban Pesach? Mishum Dehavli Taishav Isachar Ipater Lemi Pesach. Well, just because he's an Eved, Kanoi Kinyan Olam, Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, whatever the case, just because he's an Eved, so now he's going to be potter from eating Karban Pesach? Can't be. He's a regular Yisrael. And more than that, what do you see? That by Truma, when Kayin buys an Eved Ivri, when he owns an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri is not allowed to eat Truma. So what do you see from there? Alma loy kani le rabbe. The master doesn't really own him. He's still in his own rishas. So if he's still in his own rishas, so if you have an eved ivri, so why would he not be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? Nothing changed. He's still in his own rishas. So of course he's going to be chayiv in Karban Pesach. So it can't be Now, when the Torah says Taisha v'sachal yoicha by Karban Pesach, that it's referring to an Eved Ivri, because of course an Eved Ivri is going to be chayev. His master doesn't own him. Hachanami loikani le'rabbi by Pesach also, his master doesn't own him, and therefore it's pasha that he's going to be chayev in Karban Pesach. So, Ella, why does the Torah say Taisha v'sachal yoicha by? Lafnuye, it must be in order just so that we should have some extra words so that we can make this gzeira shava and we can make it even with a pircha. That's why the Torah says Taisha v'sachal. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara almost makes it sound that, so the Torah says Taisha v'sachar, even though it's not really true. The Torah says Taisha v'sachar lo yoichabai, that he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and really he could, and Eved Ivri could eat from the Karban Pesach, so why did the Torah say that he can't? Oh, to make it extra. That, Taisus points out, makes absolutely no sense. The Torah is not going to say something which is not true just so that it should be mufna. The Hashem has many other ways. He could have figured out a way to make it mufna without saying something which is a sheker. And if really an Eved Ivri could eat from the Karban Pesach, why would the Torah say, Taisha v'sach l'yoichabai? So Taisus explains that when the Gemara says Ella lafnuye, what the Gemara really means to say is that Ella, what Taisha v'sach is referring to, is really referring to a gayisha Eved. And even though it's pashat, and of course a guy is not going to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, of course a guy cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, the reason why the Torah says it is lafnuye. So it's not saying something which is shakar. It's saying something which is emes. A taisha v'sachar, v'sachar l'yaychabai. It's referring to a guy. A guy cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. The problem with that pshat is that it's obvious. It's obvious, but lafnuye. That already the Torah said, in order so that there should be extra words to make this gzeira shava, even though there's a pircha not to make the gzeira shava, and not to learn out the Isser of an Aro by Karban Pesach to the Isser Aro by Truma. However, says the Gemara, that va'akati mufna mitzad echad hu. Still, if you do the math, so it comes out that, yes, the words Taishav and Zachar by Karban Pesach are extra, but so it comes out it's only actually, you only have something extra on one side of the Gzei Rishava. We're learning out from Karban Pesach to Truma, and we're saying that by Karban Pesach, an Arul cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, so too by Truma, an Arul cannot eat Truma. And it's Mufna. Where's the Mufna? By one side of the equation. Only by the Karban Pesach side. So what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that Vashmi'in and Leil Rabbi Lazar Shita himself, and we're going in Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Lazar's own Shita is the Amar. He says that Mufna mitzad echad lemeidinu meshivin, that when you have a gzeira shava, that there's extra words, but it's only on one side of the equation. It's only on one side of the gzeira shava. So then you do ask a pircha lemeidin. You make the gzeira shava, but umeshivin, you could ask a pircha. And that's going to tell us to that could shlug up the gzeir shava. And if so, who cares that it's mufna over here mitzad echad lemaisa? If we have a pircha and we're going in Rabbi Lazar is the one who's making the gzeir shava. L'chayri, he has no right to make the gzeir shava. There's a pircha. It's mufna, but it's only mufna from one side. So says the Gemara, it's true. We only have extra words on the Pesach side, but still, kaven de legufei loitzarach. Since we don't need Taishav and Sachar, which are two extra words, we don't need them by the Karban Pesach side, so therefore, Shadi Chad Alamed, V'Shadi Chad Amalamed, V'Hav L'Gzei Rishav, V'Mufna Mishnei Tzadin. Since we have two extra words, and there's definitely no good explanation to explain that for why the Torah would write two extra words by Karban Pesach, so we say, like the Gemara says often, Meina Inin L'Gufa, Tznei L'Inin Achir, we could take one of those extra words, Taishav and Sachar, and Ki'ilu place it by Truma, and that makes it, and now it's Mufna Mishnei Atzadin. There's an extra word Taishav by Pesach, there's an extra word Sachar by Truma, or vice versa, and now we have a Mufna Mishnei Atzadin, and that's why we could darshan, Rabbi Lazar says that the Makar, that an Kanani Truma is Gzei Rishava from Karban Pesach, and even though there's a Pircha, the Pircha doesn't bother us, because we have Gzei Rishava Mufna. When you have Gzei Rishava Mufna, so you don't pay attention to the Pirchas. So that's the explanation now of Rabbi Lazar's Drasha. That's the explanation of Rabbi Lazar's Drasha of his Gzei Rishava from Karban Pesach to Truma. So now the Gemara has two kashas. Now that the Gemara just established that according to Rabbi Lazar, the Makar, that an Aro Kanani Truma is Gzei Rishava from Karban Pesach. And what's the words that connect Karban Pesach to Truma? Taisha v'sachar. So we have words that are going to connect the parashas of Karban Pesach to the parasha of Truma. Now the rule is that once you have Gzei Rishava, so then you go all the way with it. You have to compare everything to each other. So Rebbe Lazar used the Gzeir Shava to learn out the din of an Aro. That an Aro cannot eat Karban Pesach, an Aro also cannot eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, there should be two more things that we should also carry over from Karban Pesach to Truma. Once you're saying it's a Gzeir Shava, and we're carrying over the halachis of Karban Pesach to Truma, so let's carry over two more halachis. Halacha number one, and question number one, ask the Gemara, Ima Pesach Einin Aserbay, Av Truma Einin Aserbay. We should darshan that just like by Karban Pesach, an Einin is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, someone who lost one of his relatives. So before the Kfura, he's in a stage called Aninus. He's an Einin. An Einin is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. It's not written Lehedin, the parasha of Karban Pesach. It's written by Meiser Sheni. But we have a drasha that we learn out from Meiser Sheni to Karban Pesach that an Einin is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So once we have that halacha by Karban Pesach, so now apply that and carry that over to Truma and say that Av Truma Einin Aser by, that if you have a Kain that's an Einin, he should be Aser to eat Truma. And that's not the halacha. A Kain that's an Einin is allowed to eat Truma. Can't he catch him? But he's allowed to eat Truma. So why is that? Why don't we learn out from Karban Pesach that an Einin is Aser? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Amar Kratz, because we have a drasha. The pasuk says, by Truma, it says, V'chol Zar. It says, V'chol Zar lo yeichabai. We darshan from there, we mentioned this drasha earlier, that the only one who has an Iser to eat Truma is a Zar. Zaros Amarti Lach, V'lo Yaninas, only a Zar cannot eat Truma, but an Einin is allowed to eat Truma. Well, ask the Gemara, once you're telling me that this type of drasha, that the Torah say that only a Zar is Aser, but no one else, not an Einin, why don't you say, Eima V'loi Arelus? Say that only a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, but a Kayin, that's an Arul, is allowed to eat Truma. Why are you learning out from Karban Pesach that an Arul is not allowed to eat Truma? Make this drasha and say that only a Zar is Aser, but an Arul is allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. What do you mean? We already just said that there's a Gzeir Shava. Don't you remember this Gzeir Shava Taishav in Sachir, which connects the parish of Karban Pesach to Truma? Well, says the Gemara, Ma'ariisa, make up your mind. There's a parish, there's a Gzeir Shava of Taishav in Sachir that connects Karban Pesach to Truma. Now, there's two things we could carry over from Karban Pesach. You could carry over the din Arul, that an Arul cannot eat Truma. You can carry over the din of an Einin, that an Einin cannot eat Truma. And yet, what do you say that only Einin? No. Why? Because we also have another general drasha by the parish of Truma, that it says a Zar cannot eat Truma, which you darshan only a Zar, but other types of people could. An Einin could. Ma'ra'isa, mechatesi. Maybe an Einin cannot eat Truma. And that we learn out from Taisha V'Sacher, that by Karban Pesach, an Einin cannot eat Karban Pesach. So to an Einin cannot eat Truma. And with regards to the drasha of Chozar Le'echabai, that the Isser is only for a Zar, but everyone else could, maybe that's talking about an Aral, that an Aral could eat Truma, and an Einin cannot eat Truma. Maybe that's the way we should make the drasha. Use the Gzeir Shava, utilize the Gzeir Shava for an Einin, then an Einin cannot eat Truma, and utilize this drasha of Chozar for the Aral, that an Aral could eat Truma. So says the Gemara, like it usually does in these types of situations, says the Gemara, we have to think which one's more logical. Would it make more sense to say that an Arul is Aser to eat Truma and Einin is Mutter? Or would it make more sense to say that an Einin is Aser and Truma and an Arul is Mutter? So says the Gemara, Mistabra Arelos Havalel Rabuye. It makes more sense to use the Gzeir Shava and to say that it's going to be Aser for an Arul to eat Truma than to say that it's Aser for an Einin. An Arul is more Chamer. An Arul is more Chamer than an Einin. Where do we find that an Arul is more Chamer? Shekain, the simon is Maisim Krusim Bedvara Evan. Meaning that it's mechusar ma'isa. An arul is someone that's mechusar ma'isa. He has to go ahead and do a mila and umaisa begufay. And not only is he mechusar ma'isa, but the ma'isa that needs to be done is a ma'isa that's mamish on his body. So that's much more intrinsic. And also va'anush kares. Arelus is something that if a person doesn't get a bris mila, so the ezachi of kares. So that's much more chamer. V'yashne lufnei adibur. An iser of arelus was something that existed even before Matan Torah. There was a mitzvah of Mila by Avram Avinu already. So it's something that existed even before Matan Torah. Umila zechar of avad of ma'akeves. And arelus is something that's very chamer we find by Karban Pesach. That not only is an arul not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, but even someone who had his bris mila, but if his children, if he has a son without a bris mila, Or if he has an Eved Kenani without a bris milah, so then that's going to be ma'akif him that he's not allowed to eat for the Karban Pesach. So Areilus is something that's very chamer, and therefore it makes more sense to say that the Isser, that the thing that we're going to utilize the Gzeir Shava for Isser, is going to go on Areilus. And Areilus and an Arul is Aser to eat Truma, but an Einain is allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Adar Rabba, no, and Aninus is more chamer. Aninus Havilei Rabuye, you should have been married by Aninus Le Isser, that an Einain cannot eat Truma, because an einin is very chamer, shekein yeshna b'chol shal. Because an einin is something that exists all the time. A person could lose one relative, and rachman letzlan, afterwards lose another relative. It could be endless. As opposed to mila is something which is one and done. Once he gets his mila, it's over. V'neheges ba'anashe v'nashim. And aninus also has a chaymer that it's naig both by men and women, as opposed to areilus, which is only by men. Vein biyada lasakin. Mila is something which he himself can just go ahead and fix. He can just get a bris mila. But an einin, he can't fix it. He has to wait the amount of days. He waits till the kfura happens. It's not something that he could just fix on his own. Vein biyada lasakin es atzmai. So it's something that, and even if he does, then someone else could die. Einin is something that's not totally in the person. So really, aninus is more chamer than mila. But says the Gemara Hanach Nefishin, if you do the math, there were more things that we had by Mila. By Mila we had five things, and by Einim we only had four. So Hanach Nefishin, since Areilus was more, so therefore to more Chamer, it makes more sense to say that an Arul is also from Truma than to say an Einin is. And Rava Amar, Rava says a different Teretz, that b'loy hanach nefishin ami b'loy matzis amre, even without this cheshbin of making up doing a math game, 5 versus 4, no, even without that, it's still pashat that areilus is more chamer. Shavkinan areilus tichzib begufei de pasach v'afinan aninus mi pasach de pasach gufei mi maiser garminon. Rebbe says a different type of teretz, that the Maisa, what's the Isser? Whatever we're going to say is Usser, whether it's Areilus or it's Aninus, where are we learning it out from? We're learning it out from Karban Pesach. So says Rava that Shafkin and Areilus, if you're choosing what to learn out from Karban Pesach, so which one does it actually say in the parish of Karban Pesach? It only says Areilus. Aninus is not something that it says. It doesn't say in the parish of Karban Pesach that an Einin is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. That's something that we learn out from Maaser Sheni to Karban Pesach. Now here, the Torah said, Taishav and Sacher. So we're making a Gzeir Shava from the Parsha of Karban Pesach, and we're learning from there to Truma. We have a choice. Should we learn out the Isser of Areilus? Should we learn out the Isser of Aninus? Says Rava, it's more Mistabra that which one you're going to choose. You're going to choose the one, Dechseh Begufei de Pesach. You're not going to leave the one it says in the actual Parsha, referring to Areilus, and the Alfinan Aninus mi Pesach, and then instead learn out Aninus, which is not even there, the Pesach Gufei mi Maiser Gaminon. It's not in the Parsha. It's only learned out from Maaser Sheni. So if you have a choice, which one to carry over, it makes more sense to carry over Areilus, which is in the Parsha. So that's how we know to say that an Arul is Aser Tichruma, but Einin is Mutter, it's from V'chol Zar. So the original Kasha though was, is that once you're making Gzeir Shava, and you're carrying over Dinim, you're carrying them over from Karban Pesach to Truma, so carry over the Isra Aninos. To that the Gemara said, we have a Drasha of V'chol Zar, that only Zaris is Aser, but an Einin is Mutter. We ask Mara Isa, so that's when we're making this Cheshbet to see how we know which one's more likely. But again, the original kasha though was all just to answer up, why don't we carry over the din of aninas? Says the Gemara, another thing that we should carry over, once you're making a gzeir shava from Karban Pesach to Truma, so you have to carry over all the dinim. So says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, a second thing you should carry over, ima Pesach mila zechara v'avadu v'makeves, so av Truma mila zechara v'avadu v'makeves. By Karban Pesach, like we just mentioned, there's a halacha that not only does one have to be Mal, a person who is an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, even if a person has a Mila. If his sons, or if his Avadim, do not have a Bris Mila, so then that prevents him from being able to eat from the Karban Pesach. A person has to make sure his sons and his Avadim have a Bris Mila, until then, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, just like by Karban Pesach, if a person's son, or if a person's Avadim, do not have a Mila, so then he himself is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So by Truma, we should say the same halacha, that even if a Kayin has a Bris Mila, but if he has a son without a Bris Mila, or he has an Eved without a bris mila, so that should be ma'akev that now he's not going to be able to eat truma. So says the Gemara that Amar Kran, no, we have a pasuk which by Karban Pesach, which tells us not to make this drasha. Because the Pasuk says, by the din of Milas Charev Avadu Makeves Bay, the Pasuk says that Umalsa Oisai Az Yaychal Bay, that he has to give him a bris milah, and then he could eat from the Karban Pesach. Az Yaychal Bay. Then he could eat from it. So we darshan from there that it's only by it, Mila Sacharev Ma'keves Boy, Mila Echel BePesach. Only by it, by Karban Pesach, that's where we say Mila Sacharev Avadav Ma'akev. However, Ve'ein Mila Sacharev Avadav Ma'keves BeTruma, when it comes to other things like Truma, so then there is no such halacha that Mila Sacharev Avadav are going to be Ma'akevim. Well, says the Gemara, if you're darshaning boy to say that this halacha is limited by Karban Pesach and it doesn't apply to other things, it doesn't apply to Truma, so you're saying because it says boy, so therefore we say that this halacha is limited to Karban Pesach. Well, guess what? By the din of Arul also it says boy. Ihachi Amos will say the same thing by Arul. That kol Arul lo yeichal boy, it says by Karban Pesach, that an Arul cannot eat from it, from the Karban Pesach. So make the same drasha. That boy ain't no eichel, avul eichel hu betruma. That boy, that's where there's an iser and aro. An aro cannot eat from it, from the Karban Pesach, but he could eat from truma. And then aro is allowed to eat truma. So says the Gemara, it can't be that the Arul could eat Truma, because Aksiv Taishav Esacher, we have this Gzeir Shava, it's even Mufna, so we have to make the Gzeir Shava, Mamela, that's how we know to say that an Arul cannot eat from Truma. Well, says the Gemara, Ma'arisa, maybe not, maybe the Gzeir Shava utilized the Gzeir Shava for the din of Mila Zacharev Avadav Ma'keves. Maybe utilize that, meaning, we have two places where it says by, both by Mila Zacharev Avadav, and by Atzma, his own Mila, by the din of Arul. We also have a Gzeir Shava that tells us that you are supposed to take over one din. So you're saying to take over the din of Arul and don't take over the din of Mila Zacharev Avadav. Maybe say the opposite. Take over the din of Mila Zacharev Avadav and don't take over the din of Arul. So says the Gemara, again, which one's more logical? Mistafra Arelus de Gufe Havali L'Rabuye. It makes more sense to take over the din of Arelus and to say that an Arul cannot eat Truma more than to say Mila Zacharev Avadav. Shekein Maisa Begufay, because Arelus is something that applies to his own body. Va'anish Kares, it's also something which is punishable by Kares. And therefore, since we have these two things, it makes more sense to be Marbe the Arul than an Arul cannot eat Truma. Ask the Gemara Adarabo. Mila Zacharev Avadav Havali L'Rabuye. Shekein yashna b'chol sha. There's a chaymer about Mila Zacharev Avadav that it's unending. A person could get more children, more avadim, and he constantly has this din of Mila Zacharev Avadav as opposed to Mila, which is one and done. So really, that's more chaymer. Maybe really that's the one we should bring over. So says the Gemara, no, but hanech nefishin. By Mila, by Arelus, we had two chaymeras over here, just one. So therefore, it makes more sense to carry over the din of Arelus. Or Vibayseima Bloy Hanach Nafisha Nami Loy Matas Amrin, even without the Sfarah of 2 versus 1, without the number game, still, it has to be that the one that we're going to carry over is Arelus and not Mila Zacharev Avadav. Because it just doesn't make sense otherwise. Me'ika Midi, the Arelus de Gufe Loy Ma'akfabe, would it make any sense to say that by Truma, a person could be an Arul and he's allowed to eat Truma? He himself, the fact that he's an Arul is not Ma'akif. Yet Arelus de Achrini Ma'akfabe, yet Mila Zacharev Avadav, the fact that his son is an Arul, or that his Eved is an Arul, so that's going to make it that he can't eat Truma, that doesn't make any sense. If he himself is allowed to be an Arul, so then for sure his children could be. So if we're only going to carry over one din, it has to be the din that applies to himself, the Arelus, and then we're going to use Boy to Darshan, that when it comes to Mila Zacharev Avadav, so that's only a din that applies to Karban Pesach, and it's not a din that applies to Truma. Well, says the Gemara, Hashta da Amr boy ledrashu da'asa. Now that you're saying that you're supposed to always darshan the word boy by Karban Pesach and say that it's something which only applies to Karban Pesach and nothing else, so says the Gemara, that which it says by Karban Pesach, that kol ben nechar lo yeichal boy, lamali. That which it says that if you have someone who's a Yisrael mummer, someone who, what we call off the derech, so the halacha is lo yeichal boy, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So what do we darshan from boy? Now you're telling me this new thing that you darshan every boy that it says by Karban Pesach. So what do we darshan from the boy that it says regarding Yisrael Mummer? That Yisrael Mummer cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, but he could eat what? What's the boy coming to say? Says the Gemara, it's coming to say is that by Hamaras Das Paiselas, only by Karban Pesach, that's where being a Yisrael Mummer is passels. Ve'in Hamaras Das Paiselas b'Meiser. But when it comes to Meiser Sheni, so then even if you have a Yisrael Mummer, he's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Says the Gemara, there's another bay that we have to figure out. Now they are saying that we ignore the bay that it says by Arul, and we use the Gzeir Shav of Taishav and Sacher to carry over the Isser of Arelus, and then Arul's Aserti from the Karban Pesach, who then is Aserti Truma. So what about whatever happened? What are we going to do with the bay? Lamaisa, it says bay. It says an Arul cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. What do we darshan from bay? Says the Gemara, bay inu eichel, aval eichel b'matzumar. We darshan from that bay that there's an iser for an arul to eat from the Karban Pesach, boy, but from the matzah and marr, so that he still has a chiyev. Even though he's pater and he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, he still has a chiyev to eat matzah and marr. We're not going to group them all together. Rather, even though he's pater and he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, he still has a chiyev to eat matzah and marr. Just a few more lines. Says the Gemara, that v'itzrach lemechtav aro, v'itzrach lemechtav kol ben echar. I mean, it comes up by Karban Pesach, meaning, once we mention the parish of Karban Pesach, the Gemara just has a few drushes to make within the parish of Karban Pesach. So it comes out that by Karban Pesach, there are two isurim that seem very similar. An aro, someone without a bris milah, is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and a ben echar, a Yisrael mummer, someone who's off the derech of Rachman al-Atzlan, he also is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, l'chayr, they're very similar. Why does the Torah need to say both? So says the Gemara, there's a chaymer about each one. Dikas Rachmana Aro Misham Demais. If the Torah would have just said that an Aro cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, I would say that's because there's something physically disgusting that's about him, about what he has, that he has an Arla. Aval Ben Echar, Dulay Mois, a Molay. But the Ben Echar, who he might not be doing the right things, but Lamai said there's nothing that's Mois on him, and therefore maybe he could eat from the Karban Pesach. Vikas Rachmana Kol Ben Echar, and if the Torah would have just said that the Ben Echar, a Yisrael Mumr, cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, I would say it's because he's not focused, he's not doing the right things. But in Aro, his brothers just died from Mila. It's not his fault, he's not doing anything wrong. He batim loves Hashem, he would love to get a bris Mila. He has his leave l'shamayim. So maybe there would be no problem with him to eat Karban Pesach. Therefore, tzricha, that's why the Torah needed to say by Karban Pesach about both of them that they cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. And then last drasha, mimenu lamali. Why does the Torah have to say these extra words, mimenu? It says, al teichlu mimenu na, that you can't eat from the Karban Pesach when it's raw. And it also says that, siru mimenu ad baiker v'anayser, mimenu ad baiker b'esh tisreifu. It says also not to leave over the Karban Pesach until the next morning. Why does it say this mimenu? It says, the Gemara, look at the Rabba Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, for the drasha of Rabba Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, which we'll really say, we'll get to soon on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, so we'll get to what that drasha is.